You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In a recent article for Newsroom, University of Auckland climate scientist Dr. Kevin E. Trenberth wrote about the continued existential threat of climate change. He outlines the key issues of climate change, including droughts, intense rains and flooding risks and tropical storms, all leading to food and water shortages. In the article, he also called net zero a pipe dream, given the shortfalls of the Paris Agreement and other climate accords. Thursday Wire host Caden spoke to Trenberth, who is a distinguished scholar at the National Centre for Atmospheric Research, USA, and an honorary academic at the Faculty of Science, University of Auckland, about his article, including the most urgent climate change-driven threats and what role New Zealand has to play in enacting solutions. They started by asking what about the current moment inspired him to write his article.
Well, I've been involved in climate research and following what's going on that for many years. But the latest trends, as you look around the world, are very disconcerting to me. This relates especially to what has always been precious for people to leave places where they're struggling. In Africa and the Middle East in particular, and trying to emigrate to other places, often with rafts or small ships, and some of them, you know, go across the North Sea to the UK, and some of them falter, and there's loss of life as a result. So this has gone on, of course, for quite some time, but there was a period where a lot of countries, and Germany was especially notable, where they were quite welcoming of immigrants of different kinds. And then over the last few years, it seems as though, led especially by the United States, there has been a major clampdown on immigrants. And in fact, in the U.S., they've been exporting people who are there or perceived to be there illegally in various ways. And some of it has been quite vicious, and we see it on the news. But it's not just in the U.S. It's been a turnaround in Germany and in France, and quite a number of other countries have become more authoritarian. And so with pressures from climate change that are always trying to create refugees, in what we might call environmental or climate refugees, then even more of a conflict. And so we look around and we see, in fact, there are many regional conflicts around the world. The biggest ones that have been in the news, of course, have been in the Middle East with Gaza and so on, and also in the Ukraine. But there are many others in Syria and parts of Africa and Ethiopia, in different places, where there have been long-standing, substantial conflicts of different kinds. Those are the sorts of things that led to my article as raising these as substantial issues and wondering, you know, what does the future really bring?
One of the biggest threats of climate change that you outline is access to water. Can you speak a bit more about this?
More heat from the increasing carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. One way that that gets controlled is through evaporation. And of course, that happens over the oceans. So the oceans are not warming as much as the land, but that puts more moisture into the atmosphere. And it means that there's water, and there's probably, I don't know, 10 to 15% more moisture in the atmosphere on a global basis now compared with pre, say, 1970 or thereabouts. And we've got really good measurements of this since about 2000, where there's been about a 7% increase globally. This is a global number. But what happens is when you have a weather system, a storm, it grabs all of the available moisture and pulls it in and creates these things called atmospheric rivers, where suddenly there's a lot more moisture flowing, especially from the subtropics in the case of New Zealand, that produces flooding events. And we've seen a number of these in New Zealand in particular, you know, really spectacular in 2023 with Cyclone Gabrielle and tremendous floods, unprecedented floods in the Auckland area. But there's been
recent events in the Tasman, in the Nelson region and northern parts of the South Island, and even more recently in Taranaki and other western parts. And many coastal areas are subject to these because the extra moisture in the atmosphere is coming from the ocean.
In your article, and even during this conversation, you've talked a lot about the international nature of climate change. So within this context, what role can New Zealand or New Zealanders play?
Well, certainly we need to keep our own house in order, and I think under the current government, this has not gone very well. This means cutting down on emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. But New Zealand's contribution is quite small, and we're very dependent upon other countries around the world for what happens to the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, because that gets distributed globally over a period of about 2 years. And so we're very dependent upon emissions from the U.S. and China and India. And the biggest increases in recent times have come from China and India. And, we have very little control over that. And so I think the best thing we can do in New Zealand is to recognize that it's out of our control and climate change is happening. And therefore, we need to plan for it. We need to so-called adapt to climate change and build resilience and pay special attention to water and coastal regions where sea level is rising and storm surges cause damage. And so the building really good drainage systems and worrying more about some past settlements of houses that have been built in floodplains without sufficient recognition that in the past there has been major water flows in these areas, and the drains have not been put in place to properly cope for that. And so that means that the people who are in those houses are at considerable risk. And it doesn't all happen at once. It's very much dependent upon individual storms, but sooner or later it happens in your neighborhood, right? And so this is one of the things that New Zealand ought to be paying a lot more attention to.
Is there also a role for New Zealand to accept migrants or refugees who are escaping climate-related disasters?
Well, we've tended to do that, and it's peculiar at the moment, isn't it? Because there have been reports of tens of thousands or even many more New Zealanders leaving New Zealand. And so there's presumably room for more immigrants of various kinds. The question is what skills and education those people bring. And if they're coming from developing countries, maybe some of them are coming from India, some of them are coming from the Philippines or other countries. And so we're swapping a set of educated people who have gone to Australia or elsewhere for people who are less educated. And as a result, what does that do to our GDP? And so this is where the concern with regard to immigrants comes from, is, are they really self-supporting and a benefit to our own economy and well-being?
That was Thursday Wire host Caden speaking to Dr. Kevin E. Trenberth, climate scientist and honorary academic at the University of Auckland's Faculty of Science, about the most pressing climate change-driven threats and the role of New Zealand in enacting solutions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.